White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 14th, 1905. My dear son Willie, I have just read your letter and the enclosures. After reading your letter, I nearly decided to awaken the family and go to Mountain View by the morning train, but I was admonished otherwise by a pain in my hip. I dare not be presumptuous. So I have entirely given up all idea of attending the meeting at Mountain View. I shall remain at home and keep as quiet as possible, for I dare not venture the trip to Mountain View with the many changes. For some time I have had considerable trouble with my hip. I have not said much about it to the family, but it has been very painful and has kept me awake several nights. I have not even dared to ride much in the carriage. By frequently changing my position, from a chair to the lounge or to the bed, I have managed to keep up. But I do not think it wise to leave my home at this time. I feel very reluctant to leave a place where I have conveniences to relieve my infirmities. For 3 nights I have slept well, and I feel rested this morning. The Lord is my helper and my strong defense. I will put my trust in Him and will not worry. I will be encouraged by the promise, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7, verse 7. I have not lost my courage in the Lord. If the pain will only keep away from my heart, I can bear it and be cheerful in the Lord. This world is not our abiding place, but I feel very grateful for the comforts of a good home. I consider the country here to be one of the most beautiful I have ever seen. I am thankful that the Lord Jesus knows all our necessities. He will provide for us if we will look to Him in faith. If I can only continue to sleep well, my head will remain clear, and I will be able to do a great deal of writing. I will leave my case in the hands of my Heavenly Father. If it is His will for me to go to Washington to the General Conference, I will say, Amen. But I do not yet see it to be my duty. If the property adjoining the sanitarium at Paradise Valley is purchased, I may be able to spend some time in the house that will be included in the sale, and which we will have to furnish. We have not yet found a woman to act as matron of our home. Miss Carlson is an excellent seamstress, but she does not like housework and wishes to leave by the end of the month. I believe that the Lord will provide me with the help I need. I hope you will be very careful in regard to your health. You have a family dependent upon you, and you must not weary brain and muscle so that you are unfitted to do your duty to your wife and children. We are coming into troublous times, but let not one of the people of God, by his individual course of action, create a time of trouble beforehand. We are to follow on to know the Lord. We cannot put our trust in any human being, but we will trust in the Lord God of Israel. We have an individual case pending in the courts of heaven, and we cannot afford to make mistakes that will lead others into a wrong course of action. An earnest desire to be humble and to walk circumspectly before the Lord is our only safety. Oh, that we may heed the words spoken to Abraham. The Lord appeared unto him when he was 99 years old and said, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect." Genesis 17, verse 1. So long as life shall last, it should be our endeavor to perfect a character after the divine similitude. I feel greatly troubled because we have heard nothing from Mabel since she left Mountain View, except a postcard to her mother, written on the train and posted in Los Angeles. I do not understand why we do not hear from her. If you know anything about her whereabouts, please let us know. I hope nothing serious has happened. This forenoon I have been to town with Doris and Mrs. Chrysler, and was unable to finish this letter in time to get it into the noon mail. I have written several pages of matter and will send you copies when it is written out.